Welcome to the Washington State Hiking Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Twing Flaming. Along with my part-time co-host, guidebook author Craig Romano, we provide practical and timely seasonal hiking advice for hikers, trail runners, and potential hikers and trail runners of all skill and ability levels that is helpful, accurate, fun, and inclusive. We would love to hear from you, our listeners. The second link in the show notes, right below the tip jar, hint, hint, is our voice memo link. Please leave us a voice memo with your question, and we will answer it in a future episode. All right, everybody, we're back for part two of waterfall hikes in Washington. So, Craig, last time we talked about Olympic Peninsula waterfalls because we were like, oh, let's do waterfalls because it's spring and waterfalls are awesome. And then we're like, whoa, this is a lot. So we split it up. So welcome to part two. Before we dive in here, I want to just mention that at the beginning of April, we had an episode specifically about the Columbia River Gorge. And in that one, we talked about several amazing waterfall hikes that are like ideal for spring. So go back and listen to that one. And then last week we talked about the Olympic Peninsula. Okay, so the rest of Washington. Craig, let's start on the west side. So lay on me some of your favorite waterfall hikes in western Washington.
And you know, I mean, you think about it, the amount of rain we get here in the Pacific Northwest, particularly the west side. I don't have the data here, but Washington's got to rank among the highest per capita in waterfalls, I would think.
I would think so.
Yeah. I know that we can definitely rule out places like Florida.
It's a bit short on waterfalls.
So there's a lot to talk about here. And of course, there's a lot of the more popular ones. So hopefully we'll try to tell you about some places maybe you haven't heard of. And, you know, I talked about the gorge. We talked about the gorge earlier. There's a lot of great falls in Washington South Cascades, so just north of the gorge. And one of the really cool ones, again, the name, you know, it's Hidden Falls, you know, because it was hidden for so long. This is in the Yalkalt Burn State Forest,
okay.
So outside of Vancouver in Clark County. This is a really neat waterfall. And same thing, you want to do it. The first time I hiked in there, it was late in the season. I wasn't that wowed by it. But then the next time I went in there, it was in the spring, and this thing was flowing. It's got a good drop.
Awesome.
Wonderful trail. It's on the Tarbell Trail you get there. And I think several ways you can get there. Maybe the shortest way to get there is about a 7 or 8 mile round trip. There's also several ways you can get in there. It doesn't get crowded. It's also on a trail that it's a good running trail. It's a great family hiking trail, or you can mountain bike this one too. So check that one out. That is a neat one. Another one in the south. This is actually south of Mount Rainier. It's over in the American River area. It's a little harder to get to, but I love the name of this one too, Massachie Falls.
Yes.
And Massachie is a great name. You know, it's from the Chinook jargon. And if you don't know, Chinook is not a native language. It was a trade language that was used throughout most of the Northwest and through the Western states through the early 1800s for communicating. And it incorporates Coast Salish languages, French and English. It's like a lot like Swahili. So Massachie means evil or wicked.
Whoa.
And so I just love that. So any
falls.
Right, you know, I'm from New England, like in Massachusetts, like wicked, everything's wicked. Those are some wicked waterfalls.
Yes.
Right. So but even, you know, using the evil sense, Massachie, just I love the name.
Yes.
It's just enough to scare. If you're bringing kids in there, you can make up some stories or something.
Yes.
Or there might be some
yes.
good lore. So Massachie Falls, check those out. They actually are pretty impressive, and it definitely wins one of my award for the best name for waterfalls.
Yes. For sure.
So, Jane, what about you? Have some? I can come back with some other falls, popular and more obscure. What do you think on the more obscure side?
Yeah, on the sticking with the west side of Washington, I really love Little Machell Falls in Eatonville, and it does sometimes get really busy in the summer because it's a popular swimming hole. But I've been there quite a bit in the late winter and spring, and my awesome cousin lives about 5 minutes from there, and it is I have not encountered a lot of people there.
So if you're unfamiliar with that area, it's in the Pack Forest, which is which is the University of Washington's School of Forestry.
Yep.
And there's lots of trails and forest roads. There's old growth that's in there. It's a neat area to explore.
It is. And there's the other thing that I really like about that trail is that there are several waterfalls, so you can kind of make it as long, you know, you can do like a 7-mile hike there or like a 2-mile hike. So that's kind of nice. It is super, super muddy. So, and there are some slippery rocks and stuff. So even though it's not super steep and doesn't have to be super long, you do have to be a little careful about your footwear because you really can be sliding around quite a bit. And then you can also go to the Cider House in Eatonville that has like a big outdoor space that's kind of cool. So I think that's one of my, of course, you know, on this podcast, we're like, you don't really need Craig and I to tell you about places like Wallace Falls State Park and Franklin Falls and Twin Falls. I mean, those are all beautiful waterfalls in spring, but they're busy.
So let me tell you about, it's interesting, we were talking earlier about names that are used all the time, like Horsetail Falls or Bridal Veil. Yes. Like I think every state that has a waterfall. So, and North Florida has some elevation, so they may have a Bridal Veil Falls. I'll have to look into it. But they're
are you walking back your statement about Florida and
only in the extreme northern part, the Panhandle, there's a little bit of elevation. So I'm going to say there's probably at least 35 or 40 states with a Bridal Veil Falls, and out of those states, probably there's probably several Bridal Veil Falls.
Yes.
So the other one quickly comes to mind that's over Twin Falls. There's probably more Twin Falls than we can imagine.
Yes.
And right here, in same thing in Washington, I know of several Twin Falls, but one of the Twin Falls that is truly off the radar, that is truly spectacular, and not that far from Seattle and the North Sound, but difficult to get to, are the Twin Falls. It's in DNR property and into the Ashland Lakes off the Mountain Loop Highway.
Okay.
So if you hike there to the Ashland Lakes, and that's not a difficult trail at all. It's a good one to go early in the season. It melts out early. It's some old growth forest. There's actually backcountry campsites there.
Yeah.
But the trail from the lower Ashland Lake, you'll see the sign. The trail has been officially abandoned, and which is a shame. And I'd like to see it reopened. And I followed it a few years ago. Back in there, there's some big blowdown and there's some growth on it, but you can still follow it. And you just be careful to get down there. But these falls are out of this world, and you can the splash pool at the base. It's incredible on this ledge and where it's set. If you have a sense of adventure and you're comfortable going off, you know, kind of off trail travel in essence on this, you know, get yourself a good map and explore this. These are definitely worth checking out, and you're gonna have a much different experience than those Twin Falls over by North Bend.
Yes.
So don't rule out the Twin Falls.
Okay. Cool. Love it. Okay, so what about Central Washington, Craig?
Yes.
There are some people earlier when we were not recording, we were talking about like, what is Central Washington and what is Eastern Washington? I mean, I would say that Central Washington is kind of everything like east of the Cascade Crest, but still kind of in the foothills, not the more arid agricultural and plateau land of true Eastern Washington. Would you agree with that?
Yeah,
I
think the geographic center, the actual geographic center of the state, is somewhere outside of Wenatchee.
Yes.
So to give you an idea. And it's always funny because if you live in Seattle, you consider Leavenworth anything, you know, that's Eastern Washington. And you tell someone in Spokane there and they're going to crack up. But Spokane calls Seattle the coast. So again, you know, Grays Harbor is so it's funny how we define it. But yeah, we'll talk about the eastern slope of the Cascades. So it's definitely more central Washington, but it's still more the western half of the state for sure.
Yeah.
But it's on that drier side, and you might think, well, the drier side might not be as wet the rain, which is true, but those high peaks are still getting plenty of snow during the wintertime, and that snow is going to melt and create some beautiful waterfalls. And one of the more impressive falls, and really this time of year too, is right outside of Winthrop, Mazama, is Cedar Falls.
Yeah.
And that one is incredible. And it's a very short hike to get in there. It's less than 2 miles to get in there, not much of an elevation gain. This is the time of year to check those out. Those are truly impressive falls.
Yeah.
And I know, Jen, you want to talk about Silver Falls up the Antioch.
Yeah. So Silver Falls is, I mean, it's definitely one of my favorite waterfalls anywhere in Washington State. It's in it's in the Antioch Valley. So it's north of Wenatchee and south of Lake Chelan. And you do have to drive a little bit of a distance up a Forest Service road, but at least the last time I was there, it's in pretty good
shape. Oh, the road's paved. It's paved. Yeah.
I think it's maybe not paved quite all the way to the trailhead.
To Silver Falls,
close.
It is.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's paved. It's, yeah. You're, it gets dirt when you go beyond.
Yeah. I went a little beyond there. So I'm like, when did that pavement end?
Yeah. And also, again, because I just, my latest day hiking Central Cascades, which covers this whole region. The book just came out. So I've rehiked this entire region just recently. There was some huge fires in the Antioch in the last couple of years. It did not hit. Matter of fact, let me take that back. Silver Falls. So when I was doing my recon there, I was really worried. It's like, oh, is this going to be? The fire came really close.
Yes.
So you're going to be hiking up. It's a beautiful trail. It's beautifully constructed, almost in the same vein as the CCC, but it was built in the 80s.
Yeah.
They used the same technique, the stone walls, the fence. It's gorgeous. The trail itself is gorgeous. And the fire almost hit it. So a lot of the trees that are shading it, it's really pretty in the fall, though it won't be flowing as much, but you know, there's cottonwoods and aspen over there. The fire did not hit that. There's a great campground, a national forest campground right at the trailhead, which is a great place to base out of. The fire did not hit that either.
Oh,
so
awesome.
That's good news.
That is good news.
We're talking about that region too. One of the most spectacular waterfalls in the entire state, which is not really hard to get to theoretically as a trail. And this one involves getting on a boat for 51 miles.
Yeah.
So if you've never been to Stehekin, and we're going to do a whole program on Stehekin.
It's
amazing.
Yes.
So the Rainbow Falls is just out of this world. You got to, and in my same book, my Central Cascade book, I talk about, you can do this wonderful 3-mile loop that goes on an old carriage road, and you hike by an old pioneer canal through an apple orchard. It is out of this world.
That's so cool.
And you want, you know, the busloads come up, the day trippers to Stehekin, they this is just crazy because you got to go there for days. You know, it's like going to Rome and spending, you know, a day just visiting things.
Yeah.
But the day trippers, they do the 4 hours on the boat, and then they get on a bus and they look at the falls for a half an hour and they get back and go home. Time it once they leave with the busload to get out there, take a picture, you having those waterfalls to yourself, and you will. And just they are truly spectacular. Yeah. And in the if you haven't been here in a while, they actually construct a little bit more of a trail that kind of goes up along the falls a little higher to get you closer in the pass. Wonderful. And it's very, very accessible. It's wheelchair accessible if you're in there. Wonderful waterfall.
Yes. Totally agree about that one. It's so awesome. Stehekin, yes, that's a whole nother topic and awesome. Okay, so how about true Eastern Washington.
So again, you know, there's of course, we talked about this earlier, Palouse Falls, which again, not much of a hike, but it is truly one of the most spectacular falls in the state. And I did look up, it is our state's official waterfall.
Okay, fun fact.
I remember that in the 90s when it was declared the state. I think it might have been a war between Palouse and Snoqualmie.
Yeah,
because they're both on that same. Matter of fact, Palouse reminds me a lot of Snoqualmie without the lodge on top, without the trees.
Yep.
You know, it's just a gorgeous waterfall if you've never seen it. One of the truly unique waterfalls in Eastern, you can't get any farther east in Washington without getting into Idaho. You can't hike to this fall, though. You have to kayak to it. And that's Peewee Falls on the Pendere. So it's behind one of the dams, and it's right up where British Columbia, Idaho, Washington, they all come together. And this waterfall just comes crashing down off of one of the highest peaks in eastern Washington. This is the Abercrombie Hooknose Mountain, which is a spectacular hike in itself. And you kayak to this waterfall.
I'm assuming you kayak to the bottom of it.
To the bottom. You don't want to go over it. You don't want to go off the top of it. Yeah.
Kayaking waterfalls sounds really sketchy to me.
Yeah, and that's out of the realm of our discussion here. I've done a little bit of whitewater in kayaks when I was writing for Paddler magazine. It's totally out of my comfort zone.
Yeah.
So I've been tossed out of a few kayaks in my time.
Nice.
But we're not going to tell you. This is flat water paddling to get there to enjoy this. Yeah, it's
cool.
Matter of fact, there's a lot of organizations, groups that do organized tours to check this out. This is out near Medellin Falls. It's way up there. So you can't get any farther east in Washington.
Yeah, that is like as northeast as you go in our state.
So that's a great area. Also, one of the more spectacular waterfalls, though it's dammed and there's controversy, the dam may come out. This is the Sinlahik, let me get this right here. Similkameen. This is the Similkameen River. So this is near Osoyoos and in that area. So it's north of Tenasket.
So this is in British Columbia.
No, this is in Washington.
Oh,
The Similkameen River starts in BC.
Okay, so this is in Washington. Yeah, very near the border.
Yeah, it's very, very close. And this is a rail trail that you follow, the Similkameen Trail. It's in my North Cascade book. It's also part of the Pacific Northwest Trail.
Okay.
It's been incorporated. And it's about 3.5 miles of rail trail, of dirt rail trail to hike to this. And you go to the old, it was a power, an old dam. And the falls there are incredible this time of year.
Cool.
And that's really pretty. And also this time of year too with some of the spring blossoms too on some of that shrub step vegetation out there. It's really neat. So yeah, this is definitely in Washington. But it's funny, Jay, you mentioned in BC, and BC's got some incredible, and where do you want to begin? If you're going up to Whistler, there's the Shannon Falls, which is right off the highway. You can hike along. They're incredible. I mean, truly spectacular waterfalls in that area.
Sidebar, if you watch the Netflix show Virgin River, the waterfall that Mel is always running by is Shannon Falls. Okay.
There you go.
So if you don't know what I'm talking about, don't worry about it. But if you do, there you go.
And it's funny because I have a new book coming out next year on the Vancouver, British Columbia area. And so many of the places I talk about, I said, you may recognize this from this team. Because I don't know if people realize that Vancouver is the number three in North America spot for the TV and film industry.
Yeah.
So a lot of, a lot of things are filmed there, and they pretend to be in the US.
Yes.
But you will recognize places there.
Definitely.
It's amazing how much shooting is going on there.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Cool. Okay. Anything else for Eastern Washington?
Boy, that's a hike. I'm trying to think, because there's definitely, there's some rapid. I'm trying to think in the blue. Up in the there's some beautiful rapids in the Blue Mountains in the southeastern part of the state.
Yeah.
Deep gorges in there. No waterfalls are coming out. Once we sign off, things are going to come up. Maybe somebody out there knows. Email us. Let us know. Do you have a?
I mean, this is not similar to Palouse Falls. This is not really a hike, but it is a very cool waterfall in Washington, which is Spokane Falls.
Oh,
that is
of course.
Right in
of
the
course.
Middle of downtown Spokane. So that is slightly off waterfall hikes, but
it's an urban way. You have paved trails,
really
you can
cool,
walk along
and
there.
And you can go on a very long walk in that area. It's just in an urban environment, but there are some advantages to that, like pavement and that sort of thing. So I think that's pretty cool. And if you are over there, it's totally worth it to take the gondola ride over the waterfall. Again, not hiking, but it's really cool.
That was the site of the 1972, I believe, World's Fair in that area. And also, if you're going over there too, there's the Centennial Trail. It's a paved trail in Spokane. It runs for, I think, 30 miles over there.
Yep.
You want to go to Riverside State Park, which is one of our largest state parks, is one of our oldest, and there's a whole area of rapids and the basalt flows. That's all right within the city limits, though. I mean, you're going to feel like you're out farther. Very worried, and maybe we should do a whole segment on urban hikes in the Spokane area, because there's a wonderful trail. Spokane, what's amazing in the last 10-15 years, has added so many urban trails in the region. It really it's pretty impressive, their trail
it
system.
Is. Yeah. All right. Well, we're gonna leave it there and wrap up our waterfall mini series of two episodes. Or three, if you count the one about the gorge, where we did talk about waterfalls quite a bit as well.